102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 723. Coming next, this is something we just talked about, how kids can't handle things rejection. We were just talking about this 2 days ago. And how it's difficult. One college professor is doing something about it so that, and especially in the dating scene, you can take care of and handle the rejection you're going to feel. We'll tell you what she's doing coming next. Kind of like a throwback situation. You might even nod your head and be like, this lady's brilliant.
You have to wear retro jerseys on the date?
No.
Is that what it is?
Tell you about it next, 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP, it's 727, sunny and 55 degrees today. So here is a professor who's really is trying in her own way, trying to solve the situation where we see kids not able to handle rejection and stuff, which we were just talking about the other day. Boston College professor offers extra credit for students to go on dates. Now, she's a philosophy professor, and what she's offering is extra credit if you go on dates that are just like old-fashioned dates. She's like, with you guys not being able to handle rejection, would you go on, they're calling her the dating professor, go while sober, ask someone out on a date in person, so that's step one, then go out on that date and have no physical contact. So she's really trying to be like, listen, it's like training wheels, you know, for dating.
Okay.
Right? Because people text for dates, people tweet message, whatever. They're not in person going up to a person and putting themselves on the line.
Okay, so what does she think she's going to accomplish?
Well, she's trying to combat the hookup culture that's gotten popular on the campuses because we're hypersexualized. And she learned that many of the seniors in her class at a college have never been on a date. They've never been on like a formal date. A lot of times they go out in groups.
Right.
Or they're not dating at all. So they don't have any meaningful relationships. They don't even know how to deal with people.
How old were you when you went on your first date?
Like pick her up in a car, go to the movies type thing.
No, just your first date, whatever.
I probably did a hold hands movie date, parents dropping you off when I was like 14.
Friendlies, sixth grade.
Oh, yeah?
Ro. Good morning, Ro, if you're up.
That was a date?
Roisin,
you want to go out for some ice cream?
We'd walk because JFK, the school, was diagonally across the street from a Friendlies. It's now a bank.
Uh-huh.
And we'd walk across the street and just sit there, you know, and that was it. And one of the mothers would pick us up, either my mother or her mother, and that was...
Sixth grade. Yeah, definitely not a lot. Dates. I had my first girlfriend in sixth grade, but it was, you know, your girlfriend.
Somebody thought
you were cute.
Well, that's what this was.
You passed a note.
Right.
And we went to the dance, and maybe we danced together. It was like, ooh, look, they're dancing.
And sometimes I'd be able to go to her house after school. She'd be able to come to our house after school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never went to her house.
I was ahead of my time, bro.
You were.
Mm.
Very advanced for your age in sixth grade.
Hey, listen. I bought her a black cherry fribble. Black raspberry fribble.
Nice.
Boom. Yeah. How could she resist me after that?
I guess. Did you kiss her on that date? Did you guys make out?
We went a few times. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I mean, we had kissed before that, I'm sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Probably, good.
That was just probably somewhere in the schoolyard. That's it.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Well, that's good because you asked her,
right?
And you went.
But that's why I'm
sitting
here. You
had to deal with possible embarrassment or her saying no.
That's one thing I never really thought of. Yeah. That these kids, they don't like the whole idea of going on a date or doing any of that stuff is foreign to them.
They never deal with face to face rejection like that.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah, so she's out of her time, pretty good.
We know they can't communicate with each other, but I never thought they just never. Well, this hookup culture sounds like something I might have been interested in.
Yeah. She says you have to, not only in person, the other person has to know it's a date, and then you have to not worry about rejection and move on and build a thicker skin. She goes, that's what this is going to help you do because they don't know how to do it. Isn't that incredible?
People make fun of me, but it all goes down. I think everything goes back to this whole participation trophy thing. Everybody just, there's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, there's eight teams, you come in eighth place, but everybody gets a trophy. You don't know what it's like to lose. You don't know what it's like to, you know, to get rejected.
Yeah.
They don't know. And then what happens is they grow up, and then they're interested in some girl. They're trying to get into this thing, and then they get rejected for the first time. Mm. What do? They shoot up a school.
Mm.
Or they go in and they kill somebody, like what happened up in Binghamton. It seems like a far stretch, but if you really connect the dots, the problem is nobody wants to connect the dots.
Right. Losing is rejection.
Right.
But I'd rather lose a championship than getting rejected face-to-face, sitting on my bike, talking to this girl, Nicolina, saying, hey, would you want to go to the... Nah, I have a boyfriend. Like, How do you
that happened to you?
Red, yes.
Just
red
be like, face, yeah, well, I care. Your name is Nicolina, loser.
She was beautiful. And I was definitely.
Yeah, but you got to come up with something.
What did they call it? I was out kicking my coverage.
You can't. Yeah. you can't just let it get away with it.
No. Well, I said, all right, that's, you know, whatever. I took the rejection. I had to like turn my bike around and go down the hill. Like, you got to walk away from there. Yeah. It's tough.
And then you
got
to go to my buddy Alphonse's advice. Anytime you think a girl's out of your league, just picture her on the bowl. It's the great equalizer. Probably one of the wisest set of, that's like the wisest piece of advice I've ever gotten in my life.
That's an upgrade of the Brady Bunch theory of picture everybody in their underwear.
Yeah, picture her on the bowl. It's a great equalizer.
7:32. Here's 10.